Hi, my name is Aaron Bjork. I'm a principal group program manager working on Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can practice Kanban with Visual Studio Online. First, I'm going to walk you through some Kanban basics, and then we'll dig into how you can use features of the Kanban board to manage flow on your teams. Now, all the features I'll show you today will be done using Visual Studio Online, but these same experiences are available for on-premises customers using Team Foundation Server. Okay, let's get started. In this demo, I'll be working inside a project called Fabricam Fiber, and we're looking at a team named Team A. Now here from our product backlog, I'm going to switch over to the board view, which is essentially our Kanban board. It's important to realize that a Kanban board is essentially a visual signboard of the work for our team. It's designed to let us see all of our work and quickly spot work that needs attention. This leftmost column represents the work from our product backlog. And just like the grid style backlog view, it's very easy for me to add new items, assign that work to a member of my team, and even estimate it. Now, the new value that I'm getting here on the Kanban board is that I can also move that work through the process defined by my team. Now on this board, you'll see that we have two types of work. We have user stories from our backlog, represented by cards with a blue stripe, and we have bugs that have been opened by the team, represented by cards with a red stripe. This setting is configurable, allowing you to choose the type of work that you want to see. Each column on our board is 100% configurable by the team. To ensure that work is being completed at a healthy pace, Kanban imposes what's known as a work-in-process limit. That limit shows up here in the top right of each column. And you'll notice that it allows you to ensure that too much work isn't backing up inside one of these columns. The board doesn't stop you from adding work and exceeding the limit, but it does give you a visual cue representing that you may have created a flow problem. Let's go ahead and add a new column to this board. I'm going to add the column after in progress, and I'm going to name it end-to-end testing. We'll put a WIP limit of 3, and we're going to enable something known as a split column, which I'll explain here shortly. We'll also add a quick definition of done, which helps our team understand what it means to be done with work inside this column. Now, after I've added the new column, you can see that I can immediately start to drag work into it. And you'll notice that because we created what's known as a split column, we've essentially got two columns inside one. That allows me to provide another visual cue where I can move work into the done column for end-to-end testing and have the team that's driving the sign-off work pull work into that column. Finally, you'll notice that all the information on these cards is 100% configurable. You can come up here to the card configuration dialog and customize the type of information that you want to display, including ID, assigned to, fields like tags. You can even add additional fields as necessary. So there you have it, a quick overview of how you can use Visual Studio Online to practice Kanban on your teams. Now, if your team is doing Scrum, Kanban and Scrum work great together. The Kanban board gives you an overview of all your work, while the task board helps you drive work to completion during each sprint. For more resources, please visit AKAMS VSO Kanban. Thank you.